We'll do a review in my Mori Malukat and Chelek Aleph. This is the 31st Maimer. The Maimer by Yoim Hashmini Sholach HaSa'om, which the Rebbe said on Yoim Simchas Torah, Tavshin Mem Aleph, and later on, this was published in a special booklet for Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, the year Tismach Tavshin Mem Ches. And the date was Erev Chag HaSukkos Shnas Tismach when they published the booklet. We'll do the Maimer inside. B'Ziyayta D'Shmaya, Yoim Simchas Torah Hei Tavshin Mem Aleph. So he quotes the pasuk of the Haftorah that it says Shmini Atzeres. Over there, the pasuk says that Bayoim Hashmini Sholach HaSa'om. That was on the eighth day. So he sent he sent away the people. So this was after the inauguration of the Beis Hamikdash. So Shlomo HaMelech sends the people away. It was a very festive time, the 7 days of inauguration, the 7 day of Sukkot. So B'yom HaShmini, Vayivarech HaMelech. So they blessed the king. They blessed Shlomo HaMelech. Vayelchu le'ohaleihem, and they went back to their tents. Smeichim v'tovei lev. Rejoicing and with gladness of heart, al kol ha'toyva asher osa Hashem, for all the kindness that Hashem has done l'David avdoi, to his servant David, which of course he started the plans for the building of the Beis Hamikdash, uli Yisrael amoyim, for his people. And we'll see soon that in the other pasuk he mentions Shlomo b'Feirush. Hine, this verse is the end and the conclusion of the Haftorah Shmini Atzeres. The Mezeh, move on. So from this it's understood. Shahagam, this happened a one-time thing. This story in Malachim that is in the Haftorah happened that particular year when they when they inaugurated, they built and they inaugurated the Beis Hamikdash. But the storyline is read on Shmini Atzeres. So that means that this also is really connected to every Shmini Atzeres. The Hagam Shesholach HaMelech HaSa'om Vayivorech HaSa'melech Goymer BePashtus. Although the simple meaning of the pasuk that the king sent the people and they blessed the king, that took place at that time when they inaugurated the Beis Hamikdash. The Pashtus Hoyerak Pamachas was only once. Bishmini Atzeres Shalachri Chanukas Beis Hamikdash. On the Shmini Atzeres, that was after the dedication of the Beis Hamikdash. Mashenkin Bashwarim Shalachri, as opposed to the years that followed, Loimot Sinu, we don't find Shehutzuchu Litol Rishus Ma'amelech. When the people left after Sukkot, they didn't have to ask permission. We don't find they have to ask permission of the king to go. To bless him, to leave the Beis Hamikdash to go to their tents. We don't find that they needed rishus. So, but the fact that we read it, Ashmini Atzeres, is mekomo koyim ha'inyan beruchni is who b'shmini atzeres the whole shana b'shana. This spiritual idea of what took place then takes place on every shmini atzeres of every year. Every shmini atzeres we have this idea of bayim hashmini sholach hasar. So he says ukemivuyer b'lekutei Torah ubekama drushim dibra maschil zeh. As explained in Likutei Torah and in many Maimorim, it opens up with this opening, with this Bayim Hashmini Sholach HaSa'om. The Bishmini Atzeres Hu HaKlita Atzeres Meloshim Klita. Shmini Atzeres, and the Eide Atzeres, Atzeres means the absorption, that is the Klita, Atzeres Meloshim Klita, that you should absorb. Shol Kol HaInyonim Dechodesh Tishrei. Of all matters of the month of Tishrei, are all absorbed on the eighth day on Shmini, which is Atzeres. What inyonim, what ideas took place in the month of Tishrei? Beginning with the idea, make me a king over you, which takes place on Rosh Hashanah. Va'ad, to the extent, also, sh'achad apirushim. So this is not just because that took place on... It's not just that took place on Rosh Hashanah and now you're absorbing it, but actually it has a very special connection in the name Shmini Atzeres. Atzeres can also mean kingdom. Shmini Atzeres, that this is the Loshon of Oitzer, kingdom, because that's the connection to Rosh Hashanah. One of the meaning of Shmini Atzeres is the eighth of the kingdom. Like the Pasuk says, his one is going to rule over my people. So that's clearly a language of dominance, of ruling. So that's Shmini Atzeres. So it means that Rosh Hashanah is connected to Shmini Atzeres. The Mizem move on. So from this we understand, because the name also has it, the Inyan HaMalchus B'Shmini Atzeres U'Minyon HaVeYikrim, that the idea of kingdom on Shmini Atzeres is one of the main aspects of Shmini Atzeres. The Zohu Ho'Sho Inyan the Sholach HaMelech HaSa'om Goymer Hu B'Shmini Atzeres B'Chol Shana V'Shana. So this is the idea that we're saying, that the king sends the people, Sholach HaMelech Esa'om, it's King Shlomo, but it's the Melech. The Melech sends the people. Is the Shmini Atzeres and every year, Chol Shana V'Shana. The B'Shmini Atzeres Nimshech Kabbalah El Malchus Shamayim Al Kol HaShana. Because on Shmini Atzeres, we extend the acceptance of the yoke of the heavenly kingdom for the whole year. So at that time, it's Sholach, the king, the Malchus, sends the people away to take the Malchus Shamayim, Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shamayim, for the entire year. So that's connected, that every year there is the idea of the king sending the people away on Shmini Atzeres. So now, so Behine, B'divra Yomim Ksiv, in the Pasuk in Divra Yomim, it's written over there, a little. Here's Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is on the second day of, on the 22nd day of the month. Because from Tezvov, right? It starts Sukkot. Tezvov, Tezayin, Yudzayin, Ches, Yutes. Chof Aleph is the seventh day. And Chof Beis is Shmini Atzeres. But Simchas Torah, which is the second day of Shmini Atzeres, Yom Tov, is on the 23rd day. So in Dvir Rayomim says, "Ubiyom esrim u'shloisha l'chodesh hashvii sholach asom." On the 23rd day, so that sounds like a day later after Shmini Atzeres. Umevayir ad murat tzemach tzedek b'hagoh yisov l'lukut etere di ramas chulzeh. So the tzemach tzedek, the Rebbe tzemach tzedek, explains in his notes on Lakuta Torah with this opening, Shazer Remez Liyom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, that this is a hint for the second day of Golius. That when it says the 23rd, because in the exile we stood the second day of Yom Tov, so it's Taka B'Yom HaShmini, but it's the second day of Yom HaShmini Atzeres, the second day of Golius. The Yom Tov Sheni, the Shmini Atzeres, because the second day Yom Tov, Simchas Torah, which is Shmini Atzeres, is on the 23rd of Tishrei. So the Pasuk calls it in Melachim, it says B'Yom HaShmini. But this is really B'Yom HaShmini because it's the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, which is the 23rd day. That's how it reconciles with the Divrei HaYomim. Here it's the 8th day, there it says it's the 23rd day, so it's really the 9th day, but that's the second day of Shmini Atzeres. So, So we need to understand Hari Bishmini Atzeres Yesh Kamo Inyoni. Shmini Atzeres has many aspects to it, many ideas. Shmini Atzeres. Umadua Horemes the Yom Tesheni the Shmini Atzeres who Beho Inyan Sholach Hasom Davke. So why, when we're giving a hint to the second day Yom Tov, we're saying Chav Gimel, what do we associate the 23rd day, which is the second day of Shmini Atzeres, is specifically that at that time he sent the people away. So on the 23rd, we're talking about that aspect. Shmini Atzeres has other aspects, but here we're hinting the second day of Yom Tov, Davke, that he sent away the people at that day. Gam Tzarek Lahovin, also need to understand, Mashem Divra Yom Shom Nemar, in Divra Yom it's written, Ala Toiva Sharosa Hashem, L'David U'L'Shloimeh Gomer. He adds U'L'Shloimeh. In Melachim, it just says, Sharosa Hashem L'David. Here he says U'L'Shloimeh. Why is it U'L'Shloimeh? And the Rebbe wants to connect these two changes are associated with each other. The U'L'Shloimeh, the base Shinu Yimeilu. These two changes. So Divra Yom Iksivu B'Yom Esrim V'Shloisho, that over there it says the 23rd. And the Shemesiv Shom U'L'Shloimeh, and over there in Divra Yomim, it says the 23rd in Es L'Shloima, Shayachim Ze Loze. That has a connection. Because we're talking about Yom Chav Gimel, that's why we're saying Shloima too. Hainud, which means, the Inyan Sholach HaZom Shabiyem HaShmini, Yom Tov Rishon L'Shmini Atzeres, when we read the Melachim, that he sent the people on the 8th day, which is the first day of Shmini Atzeres, that is Shaykh L'David. That's connected to David. That's why over there it says, Al Kol HaToiv Asher Os Hashem L'David. It doesn't say Shleima. But V'inya Sholach HaSa'om Shabiyei Mesir V'Shloish L'Chodesh HaShvi. And the fact that he sent away the people on the 23rd of Chodesh HaShvi, which is Yom Tov Sheni the Shmini Atzeres, which is the second day of Shmini Atzeres, that is Shaykh L'David U'Shleima. That has a connection to David U'Shleima. And that's why we're here. The Pasuk says Shloimeh as well. What is it? The Rebbe is going to explain. So first the Rebbe starts off by explaining the saying, Sho'achas b'tshuva ma'isim tovim. What is the meaning of tshuva and ma'isim tovim? Whether the tshuva is connected with the ma'isim tovim, that ma'isim tovim that come from tshuva, or two separate inyanim. Yuvan zebahagdim. There's tshuva, there's ma'isim tov. Basically, Yuvan zebahagdim, and it's about introducing Hashem Razal, that our sages tell us, Yofe sho'achas b'tshuva ma'isim tov b'olam hazeh, mikol chaye olam haba. The 1 hour that we do tshuva and good deeds in this world is better, is more beautiful than all of the life of the world to come. B'yisub, look at the Torah, b'drush Shmini Atzeres, and look at the Torah, and the Maimorim for Shmini Atzeres, the betshuva ma'isim tovim shnei pirushim. We have two interpretation. What is tshuva ma'isim tovim? Aleph, number one, the pirush tshuva u'ma'isim tovim. When the meaning of tshuva ma'isim tovim is shahatshuva hiakdoma l'ma'isim tovim, that the tshuva is an introduction for the good deeds. So it's tshuva ma'isim tovim. First tshuva, and then not ma'isim tovim. In order for the action, for the ma'isim to be good and shining, you have to proceed first to tshuvas. The tshuva changes around and makes it ma'isim tovim. So when they said it's better one day, what are we talking? We're talking about Ma'isim Tovim. You need to do tshuva in order for the Ma'isim Tovim to be beautiful. But it's mainly talking about the advantage that we have, that we do Ma'isim Tovim, that in this world we have Ma'isim Tovim. Ba'agam, shelgam lefi pirush zeh yesh ma'ila b'tshuva. Even according to this, that it's an introduction to the Ma'isim Tovim, there is an advantage to tshuva, because mikivan shehi Mevi'el ma'isim toivim, because how could the ma'isim become toivim is through tshuva. So the tshuva itself is essential. There is an advantage. So the advantage of tshuva in this interpretation is similar to what's known being in God limud shemevi lidei ma'isim. We say that the study is great because it leads you to action. So when we say study is great that leads you to action, you're actually saying that action is great because the greatness of study is it leads you to action. That's the advantage of ma'isim. So when we say that the tshuva is an introduction to the ma'isim toivim, so the emphasis is on the ma'isim toivim, the tshuva are merely akdama to that. But the second interpretation, Abe, is the tshuva ma'isim toivim hem shneim yonim, that the tshuva ma'isim toivim are two aspects. V'yofe sho'achas koyel shneim. When it says v'yofe sho'achas goes on both, haynu. The tshuva yinyan b'fnei atzma. Tshuva is an by itself. Not the tshuva makes the ma'isim toivim, but the tshuva by itself. V'adrabe, tshuva hi nailis yoyser me'ma'isim toivim. And on the contrary, that tshuva is greater, than ma'isim toivim. Tshuva hi nailis yoyser me'ma'isim toivim. And v'abizei yesh leimar d'zeh shemagdim tshuva l'ma'isim toivim. So why was it Yivach Shabim Tshuva? And then I look, B'nei Shikodem is B'mailu, because that's actually greater in level. So that's why he brings that down first. So then in this interpretation, the Mailu of Tshuva is greater. So the Rebbe explains now that essentially, it's all about tshuva. Tshuva means to bring back. The question is, there's two things that we're bringing back. When you do action, when you do mitzvahs, then you bring the sparks back to their source. The tshuva of a person brings back his neshama back to his source. So tshuva and ma'isim tovim are really all bringing back to the source. And the shaila is, what is more advantageous? Is the advantageous certain areas is to bring the neshama back to its source, and in certain areas it's to bring the sparks, because the whole purpose of creation is to elevate the spark. Let's look inside. Onekuda sabir baze yesh leimar. So the point, the explanation, we can say shebishneimu inyan tshuva. Actually, both is tshuva. Side tshuva, ma'isim toivim is also in essence tshuva. Haynu, shegam ma'isim toivim inyanu tshuva. Also, ma'isim toivim is tshuva. Da'yidei kiyum hamitzvus, through observance of mitzvahs. So that's a mamish a mitzvah, but also b'al derech zeh. Al yidei ha'avoda d'chol masecha yu l'shem shomayim, when all, as the pasuk says, all what you do should be l'shem shomayim. So all your deeds really become, in a way, a purpose for shomayim, in a way, a mitzvah. Malachas kam v'kamo adei b'chol d'rachecha d'ayu, and how much more so in all your ways, meaning even in your ways, which is in d'rachecha. To know Hashem, that means you're taking mundane things, you're taking Ma'asecha, and you're taking even Rochecha, and you're finding Hashem even in them. That means that you're taking out the sparks from even the areas, they're not even a mitzvah, these are Ma'asecha, these are Rochecha, still, poidim es nitzoytzis ha-kadoshes, we are able to redeem the holy sparks from devoted magashmim that are in the physical matters. Umashivim umaylim oisam l'shorsham. We return them. It's teshuva, meaning we return them and we elevate them back to the root. Elo. So what's the difference between tshuva, ma'isim, toivim? Elosha tshuva, he tshuva da neshama. Tshuva is the tshuva da neshama, hashava sa neshama lemekoiru v'sharsha. That's bringing the soul back to its source and root. V'ruach toshuv el ha'alikim asher nesona. The spirit that returns to Hashem that gave it. U'maisim toivim hu ha'tshuva da nitzutzu sheboilom. And maisim toivim, that's bringing back the sparks that are in the world. So the neshama and the sparks in the world. When we say in the world, that includes also the spark in the person's body and his animal souls. Those are part of the world nitzutzes. How are they sorted out and how is they elevated? Their elevation is through the act of mitzvahs, which is maisim toivim. And this is when we say that there is 1 hour of tshuva ma'isim tovim in this world. In this world, all this elevation can take place. Both of the side tshuva ma'isim tovim ba'olam hazeh, it's in this world that we can elevate. Ki imyan ha'tshuva, because the idea of tshuva, tshuva da neshama, or tshuva da netzutzis, both the tshuva of the soul and the netzutzis, ma'isim tovim, he ba'olam hazeh dafke is dafke in this world. This is the reason for the descent of the neshama below, so that there should be the idea of teshuva in the soul, in the gashmis, in everything, that when the neshama comes down, there can be now tshuva. That's in the soul. The biyosol lemaylo b'madreges tzadik. When the soul is above, it's on the level of a tzadik. Through the descent below, it comes now the idea of tshuva. V'mokim shabal tshuva imdim ein tzadikim gvorim choylum lamed boi. So you get a higher level by coming down, because now that you get the level of tshuva, even tzaddikim gemurim can't stand there, which means you attain a higher level through the descent of the neshama lamato. Also, same thing is true for the sparks when they come down below. Through sorting them out and elevating them, the idea of the tshuva of the netzotzes, they are elevated to a higher level than they were before the descent. So you have a high level of teshuva, the neshama gets higher, and all the sparks through coming down get higher. So we can now explain the two interpretations in the Yofa Shoachas B'tshuva Ma'isim Tovim, was a Shemagdim Tshuva L'Ma'isim Tovim. That Tshuva comes before Ma'isim Tovim. Im Ha'ikar Hu Ma'isim Tovim is the main thing Ma'isim Tovim, but Tshuva Yagdoma L'Ma'isim Tovim. So the main thing is Ma'isim Tovim, but the Tshuva is in order to make it Ma'isim Tovim, but it's all about Ma'isim Tovim. Oishik Dimas Tshuva L'Ma'isim Tovim. Or we're saying that the comes for Gam Kdima B'mayla, it's a Kdima B'mayla in advantage. Ki ba'ilui de tshuva legabi tzadikim kamanyon. Because in the advantage of tshuva to tzadikim, there's several aspects. Yeshnom, so when the tshuva legabi tzadikim, if you want to measure what's the advantage of tshuva, there are several aspects. Yeshnam inyonim sheikrom hu v'tshuva da neshama. Certain matters which is mainly in the tshuva da neshama. Umitzad inyonim elu, and from that aspect, tshuva da neshama, kedem es b'mayle l'maisim tovim, tshuva da netzoytzus. Then there is a advantage of the tshuva of the neshama, then it's shovach of the tshuva before b'maisim tovim. But there's some which is the main reason. And for that is Maisim Tovim. So then is the tshuva is only Hakdoma to the Maisim Tovim, because the main advantage is the Maisim Tovim, according to them. In Ois Gimel and on, the Rebbe is explaining now the different advantages of the level of teshuva that takes place by the neshama. And the Rebbe is going to say there are three aspects to it. And then the Rebbe says there is also, similarly, there is also three aspects in the teshuva that takes place in the Maisim Tovim and the Nitzutzis by bringing them back. The advantages that takes place after they come down to go ahead and bring the sparks back to their source. And therefore we understand the inyonim that there is sometimes there is an advantage of the neshamas in a certain area, there is the advantage of the neshamas return to its source. And in certain areas there is an advantage of the sparks going to its source, as the Rebbe will go on to explain now. Yuvon ze bahagdim, will understand it by introducing ilui de tshuva kipshuta, tshuva alavedus, explaining first the advantage of literal tshuva, when you do tshuva for sins. The Rebbe will explain there is tshuva, the neshama that comes down, is brought up to its source. That's a level of tshuva. But literal tshuva is means when you violated and you went against Hashem. And that's where, in that level of tshuva, we find the real elevation, as I've explained. So when a person does an aveda and then he does tshuva, so there is three aspects that the Rebbe discusses what happens in the service and the advantage after you do tshuva. Number one, aleph. Shatzimoin lelakuz de balei tshuva utzimoin godli yeser mahatzimoin de tzadikim. The thirst to godliness of a bal tshuva is a greater thirst than the thirst of tzadikim. Tzadikim thirst for Hashem, but the thirst of bal tshuva is a greater level. Why is it more thirst? The mekivon shemekoydem hoyu nechakim, because since previously they were far. That's why the thirst is greater, because the further you are, the greater the thirst. So about tshuva, who violated, has a greater thirst. Hashem, kivur betanya, as explained in Tanya, better see of all yibelimoyim. Then there is a tshuva, there is a tzimoyim. Obeys number two, and number two advantage of what takes place by about tshuva. Because before they do tshuva, they were far, they were distant from Hashem. So then the light and the pleasure of above through that takes place through tshuva. That is greater than the delight and the pleasure of doing mitzvahs of Avedis HaTzadikim, which the Ebrister says, Nachas Ruach Lefonai, Shamarti V'Nasir Ritzoni, that the Ebrister gets pleasure anytime you do what Hashem wants, even a tzadik. But the fact that the person who is distant first, and he returns, that's a greater pleasure. Kidu al moshul al zeh, as we know, the moshul, that when you're far miben and you come close, is a greater delight. Miben melech shenisrachik maviv hamelech, a son of a king who was distant from his father, the king. Bacho yibishivi v'chulu, till he ended up in captivity. Once he goes out of captivity and he comes to his father, the king, hatainug v'hasimcha shalahem, their delight and the joy of their Shaben HaMelech v'Shal HaMelech, of the son of the king and the king, who godl harbe yoser mahatayinu v'asimcha shoyo koidem, Divination is Rachik. So that's much greater than the delight and the joy that was before they were distant. Meaning that a father and a son, the king and his son, who were always together and they have the delight. So that was there. But the delight that they get when he comes out of captivity and he comes back is much greater than the original delight of Nation Esrachik that was there before he was the Iker HaTainug V'HaSimcha, because the main delight and joy is from closeness that comes after being in a distance. So therefore, about Tshuva, who was distant, and then he comes to Hashem, there's a greater delight. That's the second advantage of about Tshuva. Number one is the thirst of the Avodah of about Tshuva is greater because he was far away. There's a greater Tzimoin like in the Tanya. Also, the second thing is that the pleasure, Nachas Ruach, from somebody who was far is greater than somebody that is always by the king. Coming out of Shivya is a greater delight and a greater joy. That's the Dilu of Atshuva. Now, third matter, Begimul, Abedis Atshuva, Hibederech Dilug, Shaloi Beseder Vadroga. Tshuva is in a way of jump over. It's not in an orderly, not step by step. Shemishtane V'nasim Itzius Chadosho, that he changes and becomes a new entity. Rambam talks about tshuva, that the person changes himself. He says, I'm someone else. After he did tshuva, I'm not that person that committed the sin. Didn't do any of those things. So which means he becomes another, but it's a total change. The Adam, through this change in the person, that it becomes like a new person, that creates a novelty also in the world. That the sins turn into merits. That's a change, that there were a sin, actually committed a sin, they were as doinus, and now they become zochis. There's a change of mitzias. The person changes his mitzias through tshuva, and there's a change of this doinus, they become zochis. The gam is an asatainu god lemaila. Also, from the fact that there's such a change, this also creates a tremendous delight above. The ikir hatainu gumedover chodesh davke, because a real delight is when it comes from something new. Ulahoir memoshla yidu did siperem daberes, the known mushal to point out, the known mushal, a bird that speaks, a person that speaks. There's no big deal. You don't make a display. You don't make a circus out of that, but when you have a tzipur, you have a bird speaking, that's a big chiddush. So because the joy that people see is when people do something when it's out of their nature. Tzipur normally doesn't talk, and now that it talks, so for the Baal Tshuva who changes around and becomes something different, this is not the expect, that brings a great delight, light from the change, the delight from the fact that it comes from a distance. And the strength with which he returns, which is number one, to Hashem. That's when we talk about literal tshuva. But doesn't mean that a person needs to do literal tshuva, that it's expected for him to do sins and do tshuva. A person technically has to have this level, being a tzaddik. And we'll see that even by a person who's a tzaddik, has the three levels of tshuva, but ultimately it's not the same like when a person actually did a sin. So first the Rebbe explains now in Ois Dalet that there is the level of these three levels, not only when a person actually violated, even by a tzaddik who reaches the level of teshuva. V'hine ha-kavone dalet, kavone bebriyas ha-odom hi, the intention of Hashem in creating man, the Eibishter created the person straight, which means not to do averes and do tshuva, but to go straight with Hashem. That all of his days he should go in the right way. As the precise language of our Rabbi is a blessed memory. B'min nimlach b'nishmiseim shel tzaddikim. Who did Hashem consult? Hashem consulted the souls of the tzaddikim. Meaning, when the Eibishter created the world, he consulted the people should be tzaddikim. Tzaddikim daike. Didn't consult Yidden, didn't consult Baal Tshuva. He just consulted tzaddikim because that's what the Eibishter wants to Adam Yosha. V'av shebemokim tzebali tshuva emdim ein tzaddikim gemurim yichaylum lamed boi. Even though that a Baal Tshuva is in a place where great tzaddikim, even completes, can't stand there. So why does Hashem want, how can we say that Hashem wants this Mesein Shel Tzaddikim, but isn't the level of Baal Tshuva much higher that a Tzaddik Gomer can't even stand over there? How do you do it? But it's known that Yina Tshuva Ulu Yirak Ala Vedis. So it's known that Tshuva is not just for sins. Kim Gam HaShovas HaNefesh LeMekodu V'Shorsho. But tshuva means to bring back the soul to its root and source. Tshuva doesn't have to be to reach the level of tzaddikim gemurim yichaylum lamed by a higher level. Doesn't have to be through sins. Can be with adam yashar. The hashavas hanefesh lemekodesh v'shorsh. The tshuva zu. When you talk about tshuva to bring the source back to its the neshama, the nefesh to its source and root, higam et tzaddikim gemurim. It's also by complete tzaddikim. The fact itself that the neshama is here below and it's not in the source where it is. That alone, you don't have to do Avedis, but the fact that the neshama is here below and not in the source, Shezo Mekoy Mahamiti, the real place is the source above. Ubefrat Zesha Neshomi Lamata Be'elam Hazeh, especially considering that when the Neshama is below in Elam Hazeh, Ubechenez Golos Mamish, that's actually exile. It's not the place, it's an exile for the soul. Haritzorich Loshiva Lemekoy Mahom. So you have to bring it back to its place. Umaylis Abal Tshuva Al Tzadikim Gemurim. And when we talk about that Tzad, Shebaal Tshuva has greater Tzadik and Gemurim, the B'mokim, Shebaal Tshuva, Emdim, Em Tzadik and Gemurim, Chaylum Lamed Boi. So we said that there's the place where Baal Tshuva stands, complete Tzadikim can't stand it, which means it's a higher level. To that level, you don't have to do Avedis to reach. Hugam B'Tshuva Zudu Tzadikim. Also, this Tshuva bringing the soul back to its source. The purpose of the descent of the neshama in this physical world, which will tshuva zu, is for that tshuva. It's not for the person to do literal avedus. It's to return when we say, nimlach b'neshamim shel tzaddikim, yes, and the tzaddikim should bring their neshama back to the shayrus of the makom. Because all the three advantages that we talked about before in tshuva kipshuta really apply to even the level of tshuva when you're a tzaddik, you did not really err and make a mistake and do an aveda, as the Rebbe will explain. And yet, the Rebbe says, it's not as chiddush as it is when you actually do an aveda. So first, the Rebbe is going to explain the three aspects as it is with the neshama, bringing back the neshama to its source by a tzaddik in his level of tshuva. When you know the gimel milus hanal shebebalei tshuva al tzaddikim gemurim, the three above mentioned advantages that balei tshuva have over tzaddikim gemurim, hem gam ba neshama kinenasis bal tshuva ayidei yiridos lamata. They also apply to the neshama when it became a Baal Tshuva through its descent below, relative to what it was before the descent, that it was a tzaddik. So, the three advantages that we enumerated before, we can find them in the neshama when it returns to its source in the level of a tzaddik. And the Rebbe explains, the Mekivon Shagam Harichu Kshemetzad Yirid San Sham Lamato. Since also the distance that is because of the descent below. Kam Kshaleob Rabbeinu Miyomov, even without ever violating a sin. Hu Richu Kotsu Beyoisir is a tremendous distance, Vache Yirid Lamato. To the extent that it's such a distance coming down in Olam Hazeh, he begins Golus Mamash Kinal. It's in level Golus. So the first point number one that we said before by Abal Tshuva, that distance alone that you are so far away arouses, awakes in the person a tremendous thirst. That's number one. The second point was v'gam atayinuk v'simcha shebekiruv, also the delight and the joy of Hashem in the closeness. Shalach de'arichuk, that comes after the further in, as we gave the mashal of the Ben HaMelech, coming from Shivu, Taina Gadol B'Yisr, is a tremendous level of delight. Val derech zeh, ubeinyan achidush b'tshuva, also similarly, that third aspect, the novelty that tshuva accomplishes, the change, the mekivon she'inyan ha'tshuva gam tshuva de tzadikim, since the idea of tshuva, even the tshuva of tzadikim, that he's bitter over his condition, that he's distant from godliness, and he wants to leave his situation and his mitzias, asura mikan, he wants to leave there. This is a idea of a chiddush, this is a novelty, this is a change, this is called a change, because you are changing, bitter about your situation, that you're so far away and you want to come to Hashem, get out of there, that's considered a change from where you are. So, while we're saying that the Mokim Shabbat Shuvah can even be applied in the case of a tzaddik who is doing teshuvah, the neshama bringing it back, Eloshav became still, it doesn't reach Mekivon Sheyesh Loimar. Since we could say that this saying of our sages does not really leave its simple meaning, that a Baal Tshuva means for Avedis, somebody did Avedis and he's doing Tshuva. This, that they said that the place of Baal Tshuva, even complete tzaddikim can't stand there, will be ikir be Baal Tshuva kipshutom. This is mainly in literal Baal Tshuvas. V'yash loymar, they have explained this, she'ikir ha'mayla, the Baal Tshuva, who be Baal Tshuva kipshutom. The reason why the main advantage of Baal Tshuva is in a literal Baal Tshuva, is in that third level, who be mayla sachidush ha'bit Tshuva. That's the advantage of the novelty that takes place through tshuva. That's not so much by the neshama returning from its yearning of existence to the chiddush when a person changes around when he does tshuva for avedus kipshute. And then I explain the b'maylas atzimoin u'b'maylas dekiruv shalach le'arichuk, in the advantage of the thirst that you thirst to Hashem and the maila that you get close after your distance. There's not such a big difference between you really a tzaddik or you actually did an aveira. In both cases, there is a greater tzimoin, and in both cases, even if you didn't do the aveira, there's a tremendous delight of becoming close after the distance. The fact that their main advantage of tshuva is literal tshuva, that's the advantage that tshuva has, that it's a novel, that it's new. That is mainly by about tshuva, literally from Avedis. But Indian who, the idea is, why not this level that he's bitter about his situation, why could that not be considered a novelty? But Indian who, the b'tzadikim, mikivon shenishmosom yire etzlam begilui, since their soul shines with them openly, so their bitterness is because their distance from godliness. So their bitterness, even though it's a very strong bitterness for being distant from godliness, to the extent that that bitterness touches till the soul. That's not such a surprise. So, therefore, this isn't really something new. So, vagam the inyan atshuva sheyetzim mimitzius shaloi. So, even though tshuva is that he goes out of his mitzius, mekomakim, mekivon shan neshama betiva roitzo lamalis ritzen koino. But since naturally the neshama wishes to fulfill the wishes of Hashem, vakavon shalamai lo ritzen koino. And what is the kavon of above? Well, Hashem won't be ridus on neshama begufi. When the neshama descends to the body, love the tshuva is that it should come to tshuva. Hare beharotzin shemitzat teva neshama lemalus ritzin kaino. So it turns out that this is the nature, from the perspective of the nature of neshama, that it wants to do what Hashem wants. Nichlal gama yitzia bimitzius shal de'atshuva. That includes also going out of your mitzias that comes through tshuva. So, the ratzin lachatchila that Hashem wants is to leave the mitzias. So this is part of the ratzin Hashem. That's if you're doing teshuva in the level of a tzaddik, mashenki b'tshuva kipshuta, as opposed to tshuva literally mikiv on shem mekaydim lifnei atshuva. Since beforehand, before the tshuva, he was in such a situation that he didn't do what Hashem wanted. He did sins intentionally. So he went befeirish against the rotzen, against the nature, against what the original, what he's supposed to be, because he did aveiros intentionally. So when you do tshuva later on, it's not a continuation, it's something new. So it becomes a totally new mitzvah through tshuva. So while the Rebbe says we have the technically these three levels, even by tshuva of a tzaddik, but this third level, the advantage of changing yourself around, only takes place by real, fully takes place by literally about tshuva. Because by a tzaddik, in the end of the day, it's all fulfilling Hashem's will, so it's a hemshech, even though you're going out of your mitzias, but this is a hemshech from your previous mitzias, because this is the Ratzon Hashem. Only by tshuva, literally for aveiros, in which you violated the Ratzon Hashem, and now you came back, that's a change in the mitzias. So that third level really applies to tshuva, literally to tshuva. Hey. Now the Rebbe is going to go to explain, this is the way it is in the Nefesh Ha'odom, returning the three levels, really tshuva, through Avedis tshuva, tshuva by Atzadik, how we have the three levels. The Rebbe is going to explain how we also have these three levels in the tshuva of the items that are nitzutzes, that you're maila, and bringing them back to the source, we also have these three levels. It's also in the tshuva when we return the sparks of dvarim agashmim that are in physical matters lemekodem to their source. Also in this tshuva, when bringing back the nitzotzes, they are similar to the three aspects that we're talking about in tshuva of the nefesh, of the neshama to its source. Aleph, you have Hatzimoin v'atshuka da netzutzes mitzat shorshom. The thirst and the yearning of the netzutzes because of their root. Lalis miridosom v'lachzer l'shorshom, to go up from their descent and to go up to their root. Valderach, this would be similar to the saying of the sages that mayim tachtoinim boichin anon ba'inon l'meh v'kodom alka. The water, after the Eibishter separated the waters, Mavdil bein mayim lemayim, so the lower waters were crying, we want to be before Hashem, we want to be in the upper level. The netzotzes that come down, They want to go up because they have the yearning and the tzimoyin. They want to be up by their source. So that's one aspect of bringing it back. There's a great tzimoyin of the nitzoytzes to go up. Beis. Goydel ha-simcha, the great joy, shenasum ha-alos ha-nitzoytzes v'chazarosum l'mekoyrom l'acharish ha-nisrachakum. The great joy that happened through the elevation of the sparks and going back to their source after they were distant. So they were away and they're coming back, like the Ben Melech we gave before, Lagabe de Neshama. Coming back. Begimul, and number three, Mikiv, Shani Tzaytishin of Lubi Klippus. Kam, Beklippus Noiga. Since the sparks that have fallen to Klippus, even if it's only Klippus Noiga, Nichba Oiram, they're light has been extinguished. So, from their condition, so it doesn't really fit that they should be sorted out and elevated to the source. They're no longer shining. There's no light there. But now, when they are verified and they go up to the root of the Avedus Ha'odom, the person brings them up, that's considered, that's a chiddush. And the Rebbe says now that the chiddush of returning the netzaitzis is in a way greater than the chiddush of tshuva, literal tshuva. Yesh leimar, the chiddush of tshuva dashovas ha netzaitzis, the chiddush godly yesu, the chiddush of tshuva kipshuta. That this chiddush, the novelty in returning the netzaitzis, is a greater chiddush than the chiddush of tshuva. That will explain to us why ma'asim tovim, in a way, are greater than tshuva, because this is a greater chiddush of the nitzitzis. The betshuva kipshuta, a literal tshuva, av shalifnei tshuva, hoya b'matzev kazeh shelo asur etzein HaKadosh Baruch Hu kenal, even though that before tshuva, he was in such a condition that he didn't do the will of Hashem. I said before, ha'rezeu rak moshu b'chitzonis, that was only external. But the true desire of a yid at any time, kamoz, even at the time when he violated, even then, was to fulfill the wishes of Hashem. As the known ruling of the Rambam, that he says, that's his rotzon amiti. That Ratzon was in total obscurity. Until the revelation is something like a novelty. As opposed to the tshuva that is through returning the netzutzes. So there, it's never really new, because the inner Ratzon of a person is always to be connected. Wants to do the Eibishter's will, but the tshuva sort. But in the case of bringing back mitzvotes l'mekoydom, mikiv onshan mitzvotes shenaflu baklipas gam beklipas noiga nechshachoydom. Since the mitzvotes that fell in the klipas, even in klipas noiga, their light has been darkened. Vachenu bebechinas er klal, they're not light at all. Harei abirur v'halo shalahem uchidush mamash. So then, their elevation is really a chiddush. So therefore, in the returning the nitzutzis to their soul, there is the source, there is a greater chiddush than returning the neshama. So the ma'asim tovim have an advantage over the tshuva, because the ma'asim tovim bring back an extinguished light and bring it back into the light again, which is a greater chiddush. And that point, this is the greatest. But the Rebbe continues now, Nois Vov. But in the point of Tzimoin, Adrabe, over there, the Tzimoin of Tshuva, either the person or Vatzadik or Baal Tshuva, is greater than the Tzimoin of the Ma'asim Tovim. So over there, the level of Tshuva is greater, as the Rebbe will continue to explain. Vov. Amnam Inyan Zeh. This idea that there is an advantage in tshuva hal ilu ba tshuva d'achzoros hanitzutzis, in the tshuva of achzoros hanitzutzis, more then the tshuva of the neshama coming back to its source, that's as far as the advantage of chiddush, that tshuva has the renewal. There is a greater renewal by netzutzis than by the neshama, which is always bipnimius, connected to Hashem. It's not really something new. So in that area, ma'isim tovim, the tshuva, in that area, the tzoytzis are higher. As opposed to the advantage of thirst that comes because you were distant. That's mainly in tshuva, the neshama. The neshama's return comes with tzimoin by Baal Tshuva, and both, whether it's tshuva kipshuta for Avedis or tshuva tzadikim. Hein b'tshuva de tzadikim, whether it's tshuva tzadikim, hein b'tshuva de kipshuta. The mekiv on shehi ha'is kashrus de neshama simelukus. He is kashrus amitis, since the tie of neshamas with godliness is a true tie. It's not a true, an essence tie. A tie when two essence, the essence of a neshama is one with the essence of a lukus. Like a connection, a tie between a son with a father. So we are also children. So just the example of a benim av is fitting to the neshama of Eibushter. She is kashrus atzmis. The son is tied to the father in their essence. There is an essence connection tie over there. When the neshama feels that it's distant from godliness, whether it is by a tzaddik, the descent, because it came down below into this world instead of being lamailo, or mikolshkein a richuk, the literal tshuva shalidei avedis, zen negeya la'atzmuso. So that's something which touches the essence. Umemele gam hatzimoin shal yidei hergesh harichuk. So therefore, the thirst that is comes about through the distance, by feeling the distance, negelatz musay, that touches the essence. Malderech ze, and also similarly, hugam behat Tainug, in the second aspect, that's the first aspect, Levnot Simoin, and also the pleasure. The second aspect that you have from the return, in the delight that comes in the Kiruv that comes after the distance, since the Nishom is our sons, the Haben, the sons are from the essence of the father. So there is a delight from coming close, a son to the father. So that tainug of the father from the fact that his son got close to him after his distance. Certainly if we're talking not only a son, like the Yidden are called, a ben yochid, the only son of the Eibushter, who tainug atzmi. This is a tainug of the essence, because there's a kesher, an essence kesher between the father and the son, between the neshama and the Eibushter. Mashen kein had the post to a tainug mekiruv hanitzoytzes la'acharei shenisrachku, as opposed to the light from bringing together the sparks after they have been distanced. That can be compared not to a father and a son, but to two friends that love each other, that haven't seen each other for a long time. And after they get close and they see each other, they are delighted and they're very happy. This delight, so notwithstanding that it's taka a great, great delight, but But then that is still similar to other delights. They come from outside. It's not the delight of Etzim, like a father and a son, like the Neshama with the Eibishter. So it turns out that as far as the third aspect of change, Chidush, that we have by the sparks that come back to their source, more than the Neshama coming back to godliness, returning godliness. But as far as the other two aspects, the yearning and also the delight of the connection, that is more by a neshama more than by nitzutz. Yes, loisiv, we can add to this. Shagam hachidusha b'tshuva da'chzoras hanitzutzis. In addition to the fact that this is not as strong by nitzutzis like by neshamas, but even that aspect of the chidush, which is in tshuva, da'chzoras hanitzotzim, when you bring in the tzotzim, the ramagashim, bringing back the physical items back to their source, who al yidei neshamas Yisrael davke. This is davke through neshamas Yisrael. Adei shemekayimim mitzvot dvorim gashmim. So it's the Yidden that bring that about through their fulfilling the mitzvahs in physical matters. That's how we bring about that sparks to go back to the source. Either to do the mitzvahs or with the physical matter or using the Shem Shemayim. So it turns out that even the Nitzotzeis, that Chiddush comes through the Neshamas Yisrael. V'yesh loymar shezu al derech ha-mevur b'makom achad. This is similar to what's explained elsewhere. D'zeh sha-koyach lasis lo yizbaruch diri b'tachtoinu b'Neshamas Yisrael davke. The fact that the power to make for him, for Hashem blessed, a dwelling b'tachtoinu is davke the Neshamas Yisrael, who kivon, kimikivon shahoy lo mumaloshun helen behester. Since world comes from obscure, it's blocked. Helam Vehester, Oilam is Helam Vehester. Harizeh Shoilam Nasa Kele Lelekus. So the fact that you make it a dira for Hashem, you're making the vessel, Hepechateva Vagedad Oilam. That goes against the nature and the definition of the world. Who is Chachus? That's a renewal, because the world is Helam and you're making it a Kele Lelekus. Just as the renewal of creating an entity from nothing, the world, everything, all creation, is only in the power of Atzmus to change and make a new Metzius. So that's why making a Dira B'tachtoinim is Davke through the Yidden, because they are connected to Atzmus, Dili Yeshan Neshamas Mushroshes Ba'atzmus. Since Neshamas are rooted in Atzmus, Lo Chayniten Lohem Koyach Zeh. That's why this Koyach was given to them. So, first of all, the level of Chiddush that is by the Netzoytzes going back to their source isn't as great as a Chiddush of the Neshamas Yisrael going back to the source. But even the fact that the tzoytzes are coming back, that comes through a yid, because only a yid essentially can change around things from what they are, because the chiddush to change things around is only because of ha'atzmus. And therefore a yid who is mushrish be'atzmus has the koyach to affect those changes. So it turns out, according to this, that we have an advantage in actual Maisim Tovim, the Netzotzis Birur, over Neshamas Yisrael in the sense that over there is a Chiddush, Mashenk, and Mashenk came by Neshamas Yisrael is not a real Chiddush, even if we're talking about Tshuva Kipshuta, because the Rotzin, it's only in Chitzonia, so that is the advantage. On the other hand, as far as the yearning and the delight is greater by Neshamas Yisrael, and even the Chiddush that Rebbe just explained now, that even the Chiddush which is in the Nitzotzes to bring them back, the real Chiddush, also takes place through Neshamas Yisrael, because Neshamas Yisrael are the ones that are connected to Atzmus can affect that. So now that we see that we have both a Maila in Neshamas Yisrael, which would be Tshuva Kipshutei, or Maisim Toivim, which is Nitzutzes, we can explain these two levels, whether Tshuva by itself or Tshuva Maisim Toivim, depending on which aspect, because there is different areas. In one area, the Tshuva of the Neshama is greater, so that is Tshuva by itself, Maisim Toivim by itself. In the other area, in which the Chiddush and the accomplishment of the Maisim Toivim is the Chiddush, and that's the area where Tshuva is just preparing the Maisim Toivim, because it's through the Maisim. Let's look inside. So we can now reconcile these two interpretations in from Lukutu Torah that the Rebbe brought down, that it's better one while in Tshuva Maisim Toivim. The Lefi Pirush Echot, according to one Pirush, Tshuva he nailis yeser mi Maisim Toivim. Teshuva comes before Maisim Toivim. It's on a higher level of Maisim Toivim. Lefi Pirush Echot, Hatshuva hi hagdoma l'maisim Toivim. According to the other Pirush, the Tshuva is an introduction, comes before Maisim Toivim. Kizesh Hatshuva hi nailis yeser mi Maisim Toivim. When do we say that Tshuva is greater than the Maisim Tovim? Huzeh shahat tainu de Tshuva da neshomo itainu ga'atzmi kinao. So when we're talking about the level of Teshuva, which Tshuva is the neshoma, it's greater than the returning the sparks, is because it's a tainu ga'atzmi, because of the connection of a Yid with the Eibishter. Elo shafal pikein yesh ma'ilim ma'isim tovim lekabei tshuva misad achidush umzeh. But still, there is also an advantage ma'isim tovim with regards to the tshuva, because there is a novelty by taking the sparks that lost their light and bring them back into the connection. The gami pnei shal yideze davke nishlemes hakavona didine betachtonim. So that's why Davke, through this, the Kavon and Dirib Tachtoinim is the Maisim Toivim. But there is an advantage still in Tshuva. So there is Tshuva, but there's also Maisim Toivim. But then you have the level which Tshuva is not. Tshuva is Hagdoma LaMaisim Toivim. Which means that Tshuva is its own thing. Tshuva Zagdoma comes before Maisim Tovim. According to the first shot, Tshuva is greater than Maisim Tovim, because Tshuva is Tainug Atzmi. But there is also an advantage in Maisim Toivim. But then, the second shot is that Tshuva is just a Hagdoma LeMaisim Toivim. Not independent, but it's just Hagdoma Maisim Toivim. The Mekivon, Shehakoyach Lashish LeYizborech Dira Bin Tachtoini Bin Nishom Ezdavke. Who has the power to make for Hashem a dira v'tachtoinus in the neshamas kinal, lochein b'chdei shehadira shenasa idei ma'isa mitzvus tia b'shleimus u'begilui. In order that the dira that comes through the ma'isa mitzvus should be fully complete and openly, should be ma'isim tovim meirim, while idei k'dimas ha'tshuva. It's introduction. You need tshuva first. Hagilui d'shoyrish ha'neshama. Revealing the root of neshama and shreshes ba'atzmus, that makes the tshuva ma'isim tovim u'me'irim, and that gives the koyach to be a dira b'tachtonim, and that's why that's the hakdama to Ma'asim Tovim. So the first tshuva is independent, has a maila by itself because it's kashrus atzmis, and separate there is a maila of teshuva, which is a level of chidush, as the Rebbe explained before, that in the chidush Ma'asim Tovim, the netzutzes, bringing them back, is greater than tshuva. So there is tshuva that's greater, that comes first. Then comes the other one, but two separate. Then you have the tshuva as introduction to the Ma'asim Tovim, that in order for the Ma'asim Tovim to be me'irin and to make the dirah b'tachtonim, you need the neshama, so you have the tshuva of Ma'asim
Tovim. Shnei inyonim anal shebetshuva, the two above mentioned ideas in tshuva. On one hand, we have tshuva as an independent of ma'isim tovim, and on the other hand, we have tshuva as an introduction of ma'isim tovim, can also be the difference between the tshuva that we do on the Rosh Hashanah, in which that tshuva is a standalone, and then you have the tshuva of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, which are an introduction to the Ma'asim Tovim. Over there it's tshuva as an introduction to Ma'asim Tovim, as the Rebbe will explain. Shehi, that the two ideas of tshuva, shehi inyan bifnei atzmo, that it is an aspect on its own, just teshuva. So you have good deeds and you have tshuva independent. And also, so as vishehi hagadoma lemaisim tovim, to good deeds, so it's tshuva maisim tovim, tshuva to bring the good deeds. This is similar to the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah, and then the tshuva that we have on the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. The tshuva of Rosh Hashanah, tshuva of Rosh Hashanah, hamerumezes b'tkias shofar, which is hinted, the blowing of the shofar, that's a level of teshuva. That level of teshuva of Rosh Hashanah, ikra hu loy ha-teshuva al nyonim pratiyim. Mainly, that's not teshuva for detailed, specific matters. Ki im ha-shove limekoyre v'shorshoy. That is to return to the source and root. So we're bringing the neshama back to its source and its root, a general movement, not for detailed aspects to do teshuva on, but a return, a general return to Hashem, to the source and root where the neshama comes from. Be'inyan ha-meitzar de-shofar. But we say, min ha-meitzar korosi. So what is the meitzar? The Meitzar is not Averis that he has done. The Meitzar is the general situation the person finds himself in, this world distant, separate from Hashem. That's the Meitzar. The Inyan HaMeitzar the Shofar, Min HaMeitzar Karosi, which is Tshuva, Huloi Meitzar Shel Ve'alav, and is not a Meitzar, a difficult that comes of and for sins. The fact that he is in a level of ein melech b'loy am, am means separate, and b'loy hamerchav shesham mushrash, and he's not in the place of wide where he is rooted. So the fact he is Meitzar in this situation, the fact that he is separated from Hashem, and not an Aveda, it's just the uncomfortable situation that the neshama finds himself in a general way, that it's in this tight spot and not in the wide place of above. Dezeu hakesher de shofar im tamlichuni alecha. This is the connection of shofar with tamlichuni aleichem, that we say make Hashem a king over us, because making the Eibishter a king is bringing down that merchav. He says min hameitzar, and he finds himself in a squeezed place, and he wants the merchav. That is tamlichuni aleichem. Tamlichuni brings down the level of malchus, so it shouldn't be so meitzar. This is the connection. Now that we're saying that Shofar is to, from the Meitzar, to bring down from the Merchav, is connected. That means make Hashem a king over us through Bameh B'Shofar Tamlichuni. What is Tamlichuni Aleichem? The Inyan Tamlichuni Aleichem Hu Hamshochas Hamalchus Meshorshu Mekoyra. The idea of Tamlichuni Aleichem is to draw down Malchus from its root and its source, to bring it down so that it should be Merchav, so that the Neshama should not be in a situation of Netzah. So that's the level of Teshuvah, a general return which plays out during the Rosh Hashanah, during the Tkiyas Shofar, during the general movement of returning to Hashem, tshuva as a standalone. Then we have the tshuva, the Asarisime tshuva. The tshuva, Asarisime tshuva, is already a detailed, specific tshuva. Sho'ozhu binyan yutzfiras de malchus, haprotin de malchus. On the 10 days of tshuva, then we build malchus, which is the details of Malchus, the 10 spheres of Malchus. That's during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And that is Shayachas Lipratim. That's connected to details. And over here, the Tshuva is a introduction to the Ma'isim Tovim, to the details. That becomes an introduction for Torah mitzvahs, ma'isim tov. Shetchilo somhi b'dalad hayomim shaben yom kippurim l'sukkos. The beginning of Torah mitzvahs, that's the tshuva that precedes Torah mitzvahs. But the actual Torah mitzvahs, that's the 10 days, the actual Torah mitzvahs begin in the 4 days, Shebein Yom HaKippurim L'Sukkos, that's when we start the mitzvahs. Ki Isa B'Medrash, as the Medrash explains, Shebiyomim Eilu Ze'oisek B'Sukkos V'Ze'a B'Lulavi. Explains there, why is it Bayom HaRishon, instead of the Sukkos, the Pasuk calls it Yom HaRishon, it's Rishon Hu L'Chesh Ben Aveinus, because the 4 days between Yom Kippur, when the Eibishter forgave them, now it starts a new Cheshbon. So what about the days in between? So the Medrash says that those days is the people are occupied with mitzvah, Zeh Yisek B'Sukkosim, Zeh B'Lulavim. And we have the two areas, Sukkah and Lulav. Those are mitzvahs. The mitzvahs begin in after the new slave to Yom Kippur, Sukkah Shuhu Makifu Inyan HaMitzvahs, Sukkah, which is a encompassing, surrounding, is the idea of mitzvahs. And mitzvahs are like levushim, they surround the levushim. The lulav, and the lulav, Shinyonehu Hamshocha Bipnimis, the lulav is to bring down in an inner, the makif, to bring it in an inner, ki yadua shal yidei netilas dalet minim nimshach makif de sukkah bipnimius, that through the taking the four species, we take from the sukkah, the makif, and we bring it down into a pnimius, so that's the inyan hu inyan hatoyro. So the sukkah and lulav sukkahs is makif, is levushim, is mitzvahs, and lulav is zebelulav. That's the union of Torah, which is bringing down the makif into the pnimis, which is the avoda of the four species, and which is Torah. V'seirascha, v'seich meyoy. The Torah is inside, that's internalizing it, that's bringing down. Torah comes down inside, in a pnimius, so mitzvahs and Torah. So generally we're saying that the four species, the dalad minim, bring down the makif into the pnimius. But specifically this is the lulav. U'befrat shebedalad haminim atzmam, especially that within the four species is lulav, represents Torah. V'hagavoya b'hem, and the one who is the tallest amongst the four species, who halulav, is the lulav. And the lulav is sheyesh bei tam, that it has the taste, as the Medrash divides all these different four species. So there is some that have a tam and a reyach, which is the esrig, but then there is some that have a tam, yidn, that represented by the lulav. Lulav is the date. The date has only a taste and not a smell. But the taste represents Torah. That means people that are learned, are Torah. So that's why when the Medrash says lulav, it's talking about Torah. So shnei inyonim elu shebedalad hayomim shalifnei sukkos. So these two areas of Torah mitzvahs, which we start right after Yom Kippur in the 4 days preceding Sukkos, shebedalad hayomim shalifnei Sukkos, hey b'Torah hachona, they are a preparation to actually oisek b'sukkoso b'lulav. That means you're busy with the sukkah and the lulav, because you don't actually sit in the sukkah yet over there, and you don't actually shake the lulav. You wait for Yanta for that. So this is only a preparation that oisek b'sukkoso b'lulav. So b'chaga sukkah same b'poyel, in actuality to come down in the chaga sukkahs. But in any event, that's the level of the tshuva, of aseres yimei tshuva, as a tshuva ma'isim toivim, in which the tshuva comes before the ma'isim toivim, the 4 days, and the poyom mamish on sukkahs itself. Tess. V'hinei, b'shmini atzeres, when it comes the 8th day after sukkahs, the sukkah, the lulav, the mitzvah, the makif, and the mitzvahs, and the poil, then comes Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, Shmini Meloshin Shuman, that loshin of fat, that is the fat who hatamtzis va essence, shall call her in Yonim the Chodesh Tishrei. That's the essence, the as essence, also in Yiddish, the Rebbe brings down the word tamtzis, which is the essence. The essence shall call on Yonim the Chodesh Tishrei, the essence of all matters in the month of Tishrei. Uboi niklotim. So on Shmini Atzeres, and then they are absorbed, which is Atzeres Meloshin Klita. So all these matters that we talked about are absorbed. Kol Yonim Elo. So, all these hamshachas absorbed in Shmini Hatzeres, in the Shmini, in the fat, in the essence, that is the point there. Ba'yidei zeh nimshachim kol ha'inyonim d'chedesh tishrei al kol hashana. And that way, all of the matters of Tishrei are extended for the whole year. K'moy shekosuv admar ha'tzemach tzedek, as the Tzemach Tzedek writes, the boy b'shmini atzeres mekablin kol Yisrael shefa han hagosom b'tirosom v'avidosom kol hashana. To quote the Tzemach Tzedek, that on shmini atzeres the yidden receive that flow of their conduct of the Torah and their service, the mitzvahs, of all year. That is to be absorbed, it's all absorbed in Shmini Atzeres, and which is Nimshim for all year. Zehu. So this is the idea that on the eighth day, which is Shmini Atzeres, the king sends the people and they went to their tents, the Mibchinas HaMalchus Shenim Shecho Beresh HaShonah Asarishim Etshuva, from the level of Malchus that came down first on Rosh Hashanah and then Asarishim Etshuva in the Pratim, the Binyan HaMalchus Niten HaKoyach, that gave the power from the level of Hamshach of Malchus, and that is Sholach. Where do we get the Sholach? Is from the Koyach that came down on Rosh Hashanah, the Kol Yisrael, the Leches, Le'aholehem, for all Yidden to go to their tents. What is Le'aholehem? L'inyone ha'ilom sha'oizkim b'hem b'meshach Hashanah, to the worldly matter and what they occupy themselves through the year. Ulas is mehem oilu mishkan le'yizborech, and to make a tent and a sanctuary for Hashem, blessed dira b'tachtonim. To make a tent, to make a dira, dwelling place, b'tachtonim. So we're saying, so that's why it's going le'olehim to their tents, meaning the world, into their day-to-day oleyim, to make a oil for the Eberson, to make a mishkan lo yizbarach, to make a dwelling place for Hashem. Zehu sholach ha'am, daike. That's what it says. They sent the means while you're separated. In this context, means, sometimes is translated imay, to be with a melech bleom. But here we're saying like a nation, which means separate, because we're making we're going away and making a dirle yizbarach in this world in the aleihem. So it says nitena amdaika. So over here, Sholach HaSa'om, that he will raise you up as a people. So over there, the emphasis is as a people. Why do we have an am davke who kein melech bereish b'lei am? There's no king around the people, so there has to be an am. But bereish Hashanah the am, as bereish Hashanah pirush am who loy meloshin aymen meisad l'adrabe am meloshin imay shem anoshim kimeisim misyachalov. Over there, when we say we need an am, they have to have some sort of relationship. The king with the am needs to have a connection, which means we're not talking about the separation. When we say in the Shona, Melech Bloy Am, this Malchus needs to be, you can't be a king over animals, you need human beings to be a king over. So therefore, when the word Im Bloy Am doesn't mean, the emphasis is not on separation, the emphasis is Imay, that you're with him. Loy meloshen oimemeis would mean distinct the coals as they're going out, meaning there's no longer that fire. But here the emphasis is not that they're separate, but el adrabe am meloshen imay. Here emel loy am, they need that imay, they need to be shem anoshim kemoisim misyachsen elov, and they're related to the Eberster. So over there, the that's an Hashanah, but here we're saying to send them away. But the fact that we sent away the on Shmini Atzeres, who sheyu b'chinas am meloshen oimemeis, they're extinguishing. And that what notwithstanding, while their oimemois and their distant gabaze yumshok b'chinas am eloshen imoy, so there too there should be the imoy in the am shali deize nimshach hakoyach. That way, through this, you have the power liyish vayelchu la'olayim. So then they can go to their tents, lasis me'olayim kipshuto inyone ha'olam, which means to make from their tents, literally, which is matters of the world, oil mishkan lo yizbarech. From the oleim, to make it an oil mishkan lo yizbarech. So, over here, the pasuk specifically says, sholach es ha'am, sending the am, that to, while they are in their separation, while they're in their oimemois, in the still, they should be able to make a dira lo yizbarech, take their ohaleihem, vayelchu lo ohaleihem, to make the ohaleihem into a oil mishkan lo yizbarech. Mamshuk bekosum, and then the pasuk continues, and it says, smeichim v'toyvei leib. You sent them away, they were rejoicing, gladness heart. Al kol ha'toyva, asher osa havaya l'dovid avdu l'Yisrael amay. For all the good that Hashem has done, so he done to his servant David and for David and for the Jewish people. That's why they were happy and they're rejoicing. So what does this mean? The Rebbe explains that smeichim v'tevi leiv hu gilu ha'ave d'pnimis nekudas ha'leiv. That the rejoicing and the gladness of heart is the revelation of the point of the heart. Kemuvur ba'maimer, as explained in the Maimer, in the Kutatayda and the Drush, the Rebbe was discussing earlier that the Maimer of the Kutatayda. So over there, you have now rejoicing is because you have that great love of the inner of the heart. How do you have now? Because we've been asking Hashem throughout this month of Elul and Tishrei, we're asking Hashem to bakshufonai, to misoyre the pnimis of the heart. So this is on the Shmini Atzeres when everything comes into place, that pnimis actually becomes revealed. La'achrei hamiras hamizmer. After saying the mizmer of the David, Hashem Eiri V'Yishi. So we add that mizmer in the davening. Rish Chodesh El Adi Shein Rabbah. From Rish Chodesh El to Shein Rabbah. Shnei Pam V'Chol Yoyim. We say it twice every day. The Nekudas HaMizmer Hi L'cho Amar Libi Bakshu Fonei Goymer. And the Maimer, the point of the Mizmer, that chapter of Tehillim is, my heart says to you, seek me, seek my pnimius. So, seek my pnimius, we're asking the inner of the life, at mezicher oizgibetn. So one certainly has accomplished what he asked for, sheyi gilu pnimius nekudas ha'lev, that this should be the revelation, that the inner of the heart should be revealed, come into the open. Ubishmini Atzeres, and Ashmini Atzeres, Nasim Kol Yisroel Smeichem V'Tevei Leiv, all Yidden become rejoicing and Tevei Leiv. That's why the Pasuk says, Smeichem V'Tevei Leiv, Tevei Leiv, good heart, means that the heart that Bakshu Fonai, the Pnimius that the Yid asked and he accomplished with his request is open, and the Tevei Leiv, the good heart. That's why the Yidna Shmini Atzeres becomes Smeichem Tevei Leiv. Al kol ha-toiva asher osa havaya le-David avdoi, for all of the goodness that Hashem has done to the servant David, which is David is the level of Malchus, the king, David HaMelech. So that is the Bechinas Malchus is Baruch. That means that the Eivishter brought down the level of Malchus. Uli Yisroel Amay. So this is David Avde is the Sfiris HaMalchus. The Yisroel Amay is the Yidden, the people Sha'oiskim Bibinyone Shel Olam, those who occupy themselves in building of the world. So it's the Sfiris HaMalchus, and then from Malchus the Koyach to build the world. That's the Yisroel Amay. Kmesh Kosuv. So what is the binyan? We built Olam, we built Malchus. So it's the Malchus that was built and the Yidden that built Malchus. The Yisrael who b'chinas ben. We're saying in the pasuk, we fill them the Yisroel, Tavke Yisroel. Yisroel b'chinas ben. Ki yidua b'inyan Yaakov Yisroel, as known, the names, the contrast, sometimes Yaakov Yisroel, so Yaakov b'chinas eved. Yaakov is the level of servant, Yisroel b'chinas ben. V'am hu meloshin aymimis. That means canal, as I said before. B'chinas Eved Shalamato Mibchinas Ben. So we're saying both, we're saying Yisrael, and then we say Amoy. Amoy, which is sort of the level of Yaakov. V'amum Loshen Oynemes, Mibchinas Eved Shalamato Mibchinas Ben. So you have Yisrael and you have Amoy, that they're these two levels that the Yidden have, which is the level of Ben and the level of Eved. אבל יש ישראל גם בזה שישראל הם עמה יזברך. So here we're saying ישראל עמה, that Yidden become עמה, עם, על זה שהם בונו יזברך, that they're his blessed sons, there's a level of advantage that ישראל becomes עמה, commission is bar le'il. So that you have both milas, the milas of Amay and the mila of Ben. That's why you say together, Uli Yisroel Amay. This was Rebbe referencing in the Maimer and Zayim Tchilas Masecha of Yom Bezer Rosh Hashanah. So over there, he explains the two inyonim. Lochein Eimer Kan Uli Yisroel Amoy. So he says both. Yisroel is the Ben. Amoy is the Eimimus. Shtei HaMailas. They're both Mailas. Vaderech, Shinizbar Li'il, Be'inyan, Sholach Es Ha'am. He said, V'shulchibur Da'am, Loshin Imoy, Anoshim Kemaisoi, Im Am Losh Neimis. That we say the Shalach Es Ha'am, which we said that you have the Am, which is Imay, which is like on Rosh Hashanah, that is Imay. And you take the Amay and it send it with the Pirush of Am Losh Neimis. So that's also Uli Yisrael, Amay, the Ben, together with the Eved, which the advantage is in the Israel to be Amay, as the Rebbe explained in the Yud, Api Kol Hanal Yesh Levayir. So based on all the above, we can explain Gamze. So the Rebbe asked over there. Here it says B'yei Mashmini and Divrei Hayomim. Mashmini is Chov Beis, and Divrei Hayomim it says Chov Gimel. The same story. Gamze Divrei Hayomim Ksiv B'yei Esrim Rishleisho L'Chodesh Hashvi Sholach Hasop. This hints the 23rd day is the second day of Yom Tov, it's Simchas Torah. As before, in the beginning of Maimer from Simchas Tzedek. The Inyan Yom Tov Sheni Hu, what is Yom Tov Sheni? Just by definition, Shegam Yom Shemitzad Atzmi Hu Choyl. Even though a day which on its own is weekday, Oisim Oisa Yisrael Yom Tov Kedusha, you'd make it into Yom Meitir Kedusha. They take a weekday, and the Yom Tov Sheni, which is a Choyl day, and they make it into a Yom Tov. This is done by the Yidden, the Chacham is saying Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis. That's why the Torah hints to this idea of the second day Yom Tov, which is made by the Yidden on Shmini Atzeres Davke. Shmini Atzeres Gufa, and within Shmini Atzeres Bo'inyan the Sholach HaSa'om. In this Sholach HaZom, the Torah hints to the second day Yom Tov Kiinyan. Sholach HaZom Goymer who canal Barucha, because Sholach HaZom, as said before, Hanesinas Koyach Mishmini Atzeres. That's the power that's given from Shmini Atzeres Al Kol HaShona for the entire year. Las says as in Yon HaElam to make out of matters of the world. Which on their own are weekly to make it into a dwelling place for Hashem blessing. So, the whole idea of Shalach HaZom is to change things around, make the world into a Dirilo Yizbarek. So, since the idea of Shmini Atzeres is Vayechul Aleim the Koyach to be mamshich throughout the year, la'olayim. So that's why it's fitting for this day to have this second day of Yom Tov, which is also a turnaround, an accomplishment in which Yidden take change around things from Chol to Kodesh. Yesh la'hosif, and the Rebbe says in addition to that, the Nesinas Koyach Hanal Shenimshach B'Yom Tov Sheni, the Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, that the above power that we get, Sholach HaZom, that comes on the second day, Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, He Shayeches Yoyser L'Ha'olam Meham Shocha Sheb Yom Tov Rishon. That has a more connection to the world in the second day more than even then the Amshach of the first day of Shmini Atzeres. Mikivon she'oid lifnei ha'alicha le'oholeim. Since even before they actually go le'oholeim, b'Shmini Atzeres gufo nase kvar b'yom tev she'ni she'boi ha'filchas chol l'kedusha. So already before even they had a chance to go l'aholeihem. In other words, the Yaakov Holoch didn't start yet because it's still Yom Tov. And already we made it into a Chol HaKodesh. We took a day and we turned it into Kodesh from the weekday. Lochem Eisim B'divra Yomim. That's why he adds also v'lishloimah. Why the Nesinas Koyach al Avedus Abirurim b'Meshach Kol Hashana Shenimshach Miyom Tov Sheni D'Shmini Atzeres? Because this power to sort out during the year from the second day of Yom Tov Sheni of Shmini Atzeres, so that is Simchas Torah Shemoy Nasik Vara Inyan Dafichas Chelu Kodesh. Because on Simchas Torah the second day is already turned Chelu Kodesh. It's Yom Tov Sheni. And we started to relate Bereshis with the creation of the world. Bereshis Bara Lekim Shemayim V'Sa'oretz on Simchas Torah. Uba'oifun Shabirer HaNetzutzes Yiyah K'mashoy B'Mishlam. That accomplishes it. How will we sort out the sparks like it was in Shlema? It was by like Vashlema Melech. That's why we bring in Shlema. What is Vashlema? Sha'olav Nemar Shloimoi Yiyah Shmoi, that his name is Shloimoi V'Sholim V'Sheket Etin Al Yisrael B'Yomov, and peace and quiet I will give on the Yidden during his days, a light level of Sholim like Shloimoi. So that's going to be a birur b'derech shalom u'menucha, in a way of peace and relaxation. So the reason why we add in divrei hayomim when it's talking about the Yom Tov Sheni is because the hamshocha on Shmin Asimchas Torah, which is already before you even left, you're ready to turn it over from Chayil to Kedusha, that means it's going to be B'derech Shalom, and that's why it's connected to Shloima, and that's what the Pasuk says to Shloima, B'neisef to the Melachim, in which the Pasuk only mentions David, the Binyan HaMalchus, but over here is going to be the level in a way of peace. This becomes a close preparation, Lebiz Mashiach Tzidkenu, that the coming of our righteous Mashiach, Shu Mezera David Shloima, which is from the seed of David and Shloima, Shoz Yi Amitis V'Shloimus HaSholem. Then it's going to be the true and the wholesomeness of peace, B'Yifnayla B'Yisr, in a very elevated way, even then the peace that was there in the days of Shloima. Shasholim shahoya b'mei Shloima hu shekulum nizbatlu mitzad agiloyer. In by Shloima Melech's time, over there, the way the peace was, that they all became nullified. Because of the revelation of the light of Shloima, everything became bottled. Avoloi nepchu l'kedusha, but they weren't turned around to Kedusha. Mashenkin lo'asin love, as opposed to the future to come. Yir epich el amim sofa brura love the shchemecha, that over there the Eibishter will turn around. So all the nation will speak the clear language to serve Hashem with one shoulder. Bebiyas Mashiach Tzidkenu b'korav mamesh, with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu very soon.